The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Have you ever felt like the fig tree in today's gospel? Just kind of not really good at anything. Your one job is to bear fruit, and you don't even do that really well. I know this can kind of be the feeling that we can get throughout our lives. It's not persistent usually, but you know, it can pop up in our spiritual lives, this feeling of inadequacy, this feeling of just not being able to even follow the gospel, not being able to produce good fruit. The good news is that the gardener in today's gospel is Jesus Christ. The gardener, Jesus, is there to, what did it say? What words did it use? Cultivate the ground and fertilize it so that it may bear fruit in the future. Christ, regardless of how we feel, is always trying to cultivate the garden of our soul, constantly pushing us, constantly encouraging us, drawing us closer to himself so that we can produce the good fruit that he asks for, that the gospel demands. Charity, prudence, patience, faith, hope, wisdom, justice, all of these things, all of the virtues. My brothers and sisters, the question we have to ask ourselves today is, are we able to let Christ, the gardener of our soul, work in and on us to produce this good fruit? It's not a passive endeavor for us, but one of hard work, most of which is getting rid of our pride and then getting out of his way so that he can tend to the garden of our soul, so that he can then produce that good fruit in us.